A Friend to the Friendless, September 10th. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. We should have the love of Christ in the heart to such a degree that our interest in others will be impartial and sincere. Our affections should take a wide range, and not center simply upon a few who flatter us by special confidences. The tendency of such friendships is to lead us to neglect those who are in greater need of love than those upon whom we bestow our attentions. We should not narrow our circle of friends to a few favorites because they pet and flatter us by their professed affection. The partial attention so often bestowed and received works not for the highest good of those who would serve God. One draws upon the other for strength, and the praise, flattery, and affection one receives of the other supplies the place that should be supplied by the grace of God, and thus human friends take the affections from Christ. Human confidants, human associates, absorb the love and trust that should be given to God alone. Instead of seeking to become a favorite yourself, or to flatter one who may be highly regarded, see if there is not a poor child who is not a favorite, to whom no special kindnesses are shown, and make this one the object of your unselfish attention. Those who are especially attractive will be at no loss for friends, while those who are less pleasing in appearance, who are timid and hard to become acquainted with, may have choice traits of character, and they are the purchase of the blood of Christ. Feelings of unrest and homesickness or loneliness may be for your good. Your Heavenly Father means to teach you to find in Him the friendship and love and consolation that will satisfy your most earnest hopes and desires. Your only safety and happiness are in making Christ your constant counselor. You can be happy in Him if you had not another friend in the wide world.